Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 3rd, 2009. Israeli troops attack fishermen in Gaza and kidnap civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli naval forces opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats off the Gaza city shores on Thursday afternoon, local sources reported. Palestinian sources said that some boats sustained damage, but no injuries were reported among the fishermen. Last week, a similar Israeli attack left one Palestinian fisherman dead and another injured. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks invaded areas on the eastern borders with Israel. Witnesses said that tanks and bulldozers stormed areas and destroyed farmlands. Palestinian fighters clashed with the invading troops and fired several homemade shells at the tanks. On both sides, no injuries were reported. Israeli media sources announced on Thursday that two Palestinian homemade Qassam shells hit areas close to the northern Gaza borders with Israel. The sources said that the shells landed in open areas at the Palestinian side, causing no damage or injuries. Elsewhere, the Israeli military kidnapped five Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn attacks, targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local Palestinian sources said that Israeli troops searched and ransacked homes in Jenin City and the nearby village of Burkin in the northern West Bank, as well as in Jericho City in the Jordan Valley. The sources added that all of those kidnapped are civilians. The Israeli military radio announced on Thursday that the kidnapped men were on the army's wanted list. The radio added that all five men were taken to army detention camps for questioning. In June of this year, the Israeli military said it would stop its invasions into the cities of Ramallah and Qalqilia, as well as Bethlehem and Jericho. However, to date, attacks targeting those cities continue. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.